However, the board is supported by a number of religious right organizations, including a group called Concerned Parents for Quality Education and another called the Citizens Research Institute.
The executive director of this institute is a woman by the name of Carrie Simpson, who has been, ever since this issue came up, going around the province of British Columbia, and now I hear even into Alberta, trying to stir up all kinds of anti-gay sentiment, saying that parents are having their rights taken away from them, that the British Columbia Teachers Federation and the Ministry of Education are trying to ram down children's throats that it is acceptable to talk about these issues in schools. Shortly after the banning of the three books, the Citizens Research Institute produced a document entitled A Declaration of Family Rights. And basically what this document did was to encourage parents to fill out this document, take it to their children's school, and have it placed in their child's permanent record. The document stated that the parent was requiring that the school in no way discuss or portray families who have two moms or two dads as being healthy, normal, or to be tolerated.
British Columbia's Minister of Education, Paul Ramsey, has said that the Declaration of Family Rights has no legal backbone behind it whatsoever. However, the Bigots Ban Books campaign has nonetheless filed a human rights complaint against the Citizens Research Institute, charging that the document promotes discrimination against queers. That case is waiting for a hearing. Meanwhile, the Citizens Research Institute were so upset with the education minister's vocal support of gay equality that late last year they took part in an effort to recall him. In BC, citizens have the ability to oust provincial politicians if they can gather enough petition signatures within a specified period of time. The effort against Paul Ramsey was not successful. Nonetheless, the CRI continues to be the most outspoken force against pro-queer education materials.